Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, talking today to Brandon Simpson. He is the Parks and Recreation Director for Westmoreland County. Brandon, thanks for coming on the show today.
Oh, Jen, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I reached out to you about being on the show because I thought it would be a great time to start talking about Westmoreland County Senior Games, which are coming up May 2nd through 12th. So it will be around the corner that we'll be having these games. So why don't you tell us the basics, what are the Senior Games?
Sure. So our Westmoreland County Senior Games actually started back in 1983. And it's combined sports, entertainment, recreation, and fellowship. The ultimate goal is to encourage an active lifestyle and continued participation in sports and recreation activities beyond the age of 50. So all of our event participants are 50 and over. And we offer roughly 30 to 35 events throughout the two-week time frame. It gives people an opportunity to try different events, try different things. We have all kinds of different events, everything from basketball to horseshoes to kayaking. We have a very large bocce tournament that goes on within those 2 weeks, as well as some swimming events and running and track and field events. So it really is an opportunity for those 50 and older to get out, to get to see some of our parks and some other local parks within Westmoreland County. And participate, there's some competition into it, but really what we stress is the fellowship and just getting out there and being active and staying active in the community.
I think it sounds great. So this is like, this isn't just running and shot put, right? I mean, this is everything to horseshoes, football throws. I see there's even some bowling mixed into this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to mix it up. We have, just in the last 10 years here, we've kind of tweaked and added some events and removed some that weren't that popular. So we always like to try new things, give some new events and new types of things for people to try, really. Pickleball is the newest one that we've added in the last couple of years. Obviously, the sport of pickleball is getting more popular, especially in our area. So we added a pickleball tournament. So it's given an opportunity for a lot of our users to go out and try to experience some new type of recreation and participate in it, try it out, and if they like it, continue playing. So we're excited about, adding some more and doing that more in the future.
Where do these happen?
Yeah, so they actually, as we said, it's a two-week-long stretch. It starts on Tuesday, May 2nd. And we have the events at various locations. Like our first day will be May 2nd. That's typically golf. We do that at a local golf course in the area, Norvelt Golf Course. And, each day there's something else to do. But we really do a vast majority of the events 2 days within one of our parks, Mammoth Park, located in Mount Pleasant, PA. So that Thursday would be the 4th. And then that following Monday are the two big days in the parks. That's where we do a lot of the boating events. We do archery. We do casting. We do horseshoes. Everything that, our park can support, we do those. And that's really a full day of activities. We provide lunch, basically run from about 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And so users can come out and participate for the full day and do as many events as they wish to do.
Wow, that's amazing. So you have competitors that are over 50. Do you have competitors that are over 80?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had just in the last probably 5 or 6 years, we've actually had a few in the 90s, believe it or not. And, a lot of the events we break down in age brackets. So all the 50s compete against each other, all the 60s, 70s, things of that nature. And then we have some team events where, a 50 can partner with a 70-year-old to do certain things like our bocce tournament. But a lot of them we have split up into different age brackets. And it's always interesting for us to see, the differences in how many 50s and 60s and 70s we get. But we've had a really good, steady group of people and competitors and users that have done it and stuck with it for a long time and stayed. So it's always nice to see all those people every year. We get to, you know, you get to know them as our staff does, and they come out and participate every year. It's just it's a nice couple weeks to get together and just have some good fellowship.
I'm 44 and not sure I could do a 50 yard freestyle or a 50 yard backstroke. So I am impressed. I am very, very impressed that they do this and they get out there. So what happens about the weather? Do you adjust accordingly?
Yeah. So the two outdoor days that we have at Mammoth Park, we have rain dates set for them, which is the following day. So it'd be that Friday and the following Tuesday. We actually do a little weather hotline here at our parks office. Participants can call into if the weather's kind of sketchy, to let them know if we're canceling that day or moving it to a different day. But we try to handle it that way. We've been very fortunate in the past to not have too many cancellations in terms of weather. We adjust a little bit. You know, there's certain things that we can't do from a safety standpoint. Like we do a bike race going out of Mammoth Park on that Thursday, and you know, obviously if the roadways are wet, we move that to a different date just to ensure that nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, for sure. So how do you register for something like this?
Sure. So we have registration available at our office here in Greensburg. You can also go online and download the registration form. That can be dropped off or sent in, register online through us. And the one thing I like about our registration form is, you know, you can put as many events as you want to register for on that. But if you show up one of the days and you want to participate and you're registered, all you got to do is just come up, give us your name, and you can participate in that event. It's a really laid back style of how we go about, you know, getting people into those events and actually holding them.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like so much fun. And, but you know, you had to take a hiatus from that during COVID, right?
Yeah, we actually in 2020 and 2021, you know, we made the decision not to hold the senior games, just because of everything going on surrounding COVID. And then last year in 2022, was our first year back after that little hiatus. And, we were very shocked at, the high numbers that we had. So we expect it to go even higher this year and kind of get back to, you know, pre-COVID numbers of registration and participants.
Well, that's good news that they're, you know, they're making a comeback. I think that's wonderful. And what if people are interested in sponsoring these events? Can they do that?
Sure, absolutely. We have a number of sponsors in the area right now for the event each year. One of the things that we do for our sponsors is we allow them to come out and set up a booth for the 2 days that we're out at Mammoth Park. You know, they can pass out information. A lot of them like to give out, you know, some freebies to all of our participants. We invite them to lunch those 2 days as well. And it's a good opportunity for, you know, for our sponsors to get out. And if there'd be anybody interested, they could contact us here at the parks office.
Now, just a few weeks after the senior games, your Twin Lakes summer concert series kicks off, right? That's at the Rusnok Amphitheater in Peach Plaza expansion area.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said earlier, you know, once senior games hits, that's kind of where our busy season starts for the summer. And we do a lot of events and programs. And, you know, our summer concert series that we hold at Twin Lakes Park at the Brian T. Rusnok Amphitheater, and then also at our amphitheater at Cedar Creek Park, has really grown over the last, you know, 4 to 5 years. We have numerous local bands that come out and participate in it. You know, we put these concerts on beginning, basically our kickoff is Memorial Day weekend. We do a large concert at Twin Lakes Park. And then pretty much every weekend, being a Saturday or Sunday throughout the summer at Twin Lakes Park in Greensburg or at Cedar Creek Park in Bell Vernon, we have a concert that people can go to. And our concerts are free. There's no charge for people to get in. You know, it's bring a chair, bring a little cooler with you, snacks, drinks, things like that, and just sit down back and enjoy some really, really good local music.
Oh yeah, it sounds great. So how do you screen all these? I mean, who picks this? Who does this? Who organizes all this?
Yeah, so I have a parks coordinator and program coordinator who work on all of our parks events and programming. They are the ones that are tasked with, you know, all of the requests that we get for our events, for our festivals in terms of musicians, in terms of wanting to come out and participate in those. They're the lucky ones that get to go through and listen to everything that's sent to us. They also work with our Twin Lakes concert series has a committee that we comprised probably 6 or 7 years ago that helps us to, you know, try to identify. One of the things that we've tried to do since we started our concert series was really highlight local talent. There's so much good local talent in Westmoreland County, you know, in terms of music. That we, when we built the amphitheaters and we talked about programming them, we really wanted to showcase that for those people. So we've really put a big highlight on trying to, you know, showcase those local musicians. And so we've been very fortunate enough to have a lot of people. We've never actually had to go searching. A lot of them reach out to us and say they'd like an opportunity. And so, you know, that's something that our staff and our committees go through and set that schedule each year.
Yeah. And I see, though, too, you're able to get sponsors to help offset some of the cost of that, too.
Yeah. And really, you know, what our committee's been very beneficial at for us is, you know, the county puts in dollars to have these concerts. And, you know, when we want to add more shows or we want to add more bands to a show on a particular day, our committee's really stepped up and done a fantastic job of fundraising to, you know, try to get us to where we could get multiple bands on certain days. And they've just done a really good job of, you know, helping us to get some of the funding to bring in some of these great bands.
I see that toward the end of the summer, you're looking at a bluegrass festival.
Yeah, we mix it up each year. We typically do a polka weekend.
That's awesome.
We do country. We try to hit all the different genres of music to try to appeal to, you know, a lot of people throughout the county. One thing that we find is, you know, it doesn't matter if it's country, if it's bluegrass, if it's rock. A lot of the same people come out. They just enjoy music. So that's always a nice thing to see. But, you know, we always try to hit all of those different areas to try to find people's interests.
Twin Lakes has a great spot for it. And really, so does Cedar Creek, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Twin Lakes is a lot newer in terms of when we built it compared to Cedar Creek. And one of the things that, you know, we always hear about, especially at Twin Lakes, is the trees haven't grown quite big enough yet to where they're providing good shade, especially in June and July when it's really hot out. But Cedar Creek, I mean, they have some beautiful shade trees that you really can go out and you're not sitting in the baking sun. You can sit in the shade and just enjoy the music for an afternoon.
And the Cedar Creek, I like, so like you said, it goes Saturday, you know, there'll be one weekend on a Saturday, another weekend on a Sunday. So if you're working or whatever it is, at least you have two opportunities to come out and do that. So what happens, Brandon, if it rains? Is there like an alert or can they follow you on Facebook if something changes?
Yeah, it's pretty much our concert series is rain or shine, unless it would be very severe weather. Obviously we have the amphitheaters that protect the bands and the equipment. We really haven't run into too much of having to cancel. There's been some storms that have came through over the past several years where we've kind of just shut it down. And then at that point we try to reschedule if we can and get that information out there. But in terms of, you know, if it's looking like rain, more than likely we're still on if it's a little bit of rain or, conditions like that.
So we're talking to Brandon Simpson. He is the director of Parks and Recreation for Westmoreland County. We've talked about the senior games that are coming up in early May and then the summer concert series that starts toward the end of May. This is a very, very busy season for you guys. And I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk with us about it. After the break, we're going to talk a little bit about summer camps, fishing derbies, and all kinds of other festivals that are coming up this summer. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. On the line today with Brandon Simpson. He's the Director of Parks and Recreation for Westmoreland County, and he is hoping to maybe get some rest because busy season is upon us. He just told us about the senior games that are happening at the beginning of May. And then right after that, the summer concert series kicks off at both Cedar Creek and Twin Lakes. And then we move into summer camps, fishing derbies, festivals. I don't know how you keep it all straight. Your programming is extremely valuable, and sometimes I wonder if people in Westmoreland County realize all you do to promote parks and recreation here. What should we start with? Do you want to start with summer camps?
Yeah, sure we can. As you said, yeah, I can attest to the main reason that we're able to do all this stuff is the great staff that we have here at the county parks. I mean, they work year round to plan and prepare and get ready for all of these events and programs. And so without their hard work, it wouldn't be what it is. So yeah, our summer camps, they'll be right around the corner. We do multiple summer camps in each one of our four regional parks throughout Westmoreland County. We try to mix that up as well. We offer camps, day camps for pretty much every age from 5 up to 13, 14 years old, depending on what the camp is. We also do some family type camps where the whole family can come out, scavenger hunts, things of that nature. But really, a lot of what the summer environmental camps are for is for us to just highlight, some environmental issues and park issues. I mean, we do various camps to, just teach kids about what's in the park, from an environmental standpoint. And then we mix it in, obviously, with a lot of different fun games and activities for them to do. But we typically stay with some of the same types of camps, but just like anything else, we try new things. We're very fortunate to get some summer help from some summer students throughout the summer that help us put on the camps. So we really have a good mix of our staff and summer students to help lead the camps and direct the children, and then actually put them together and come up with a camp that kids can come out and actually learn about the parks and also have a good time.
Yeah, I mean that I'm looking at some of them, like the CSI crime scene investigation camp. That has to be so fun when you're looking at investigation. I mean, every kid's interested in that, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's probably our staff's favorite one because what they do on the third day is they're doing like a crime scene. And so each of our staff participates and we play a role of somebody that was involved in the crime. So we get to go out and, do our best acting for a couple hours in the morning on their third day of camp. And it's really fun for the kids to get, some type of activity like that. And then our staff gets to get out there and actually participate and enjoy.
I think it's really nice too, the Wildlife Explorer camp, when you're, taking the kids out and then you're showing them where these birds live, where the fish live. Nature-based is so important to get them outside.
Oh, absolutely. And it's always nice when we hear families coming back to the park after a child has been in one of our camps and they're pointing out things in the park that maybe the parents didn't know. So it's always fun for us to hear those good stories.
Yeah, I think that sounds great. So, how can you sign up for the camps? How much do they cost? How does that work?
Sure, costs vary. They based on number of days, how long it happens, but anywhere from 30 up to 45, $50 for a camp. All of our camps are online. If you go to our website, you can register online through our program registration portal. You can also come into our office here in Greensburg, and we actually have paper forms that can be filled out for those camps. And numerous things to do. Obviously, we need different types of medical information, things like that, that they would fill out and then pretty much signed up from there and show up the day of. It's really, we try to make it as simple, easy, and convenient as possible.
Yeah, that's great. Wonderful. So, while summer camps are going on, you're still busy. You have a couple of festivals coming up. Do you want to start with Westmoreland Arts and Heritage?
Yeah, absolutely. Westmoreland Arts and Heritage Festival, most people in Westmoreland County know about that. That's the big 4th of July festival put on by the, there's actually a Westmoreland Heritage Festival nonprofit group that puts that on, and we partner with them because they do host that at Twin Lakes Park. And it's been a good relationship with them, assisting them in getting that festival going. But it really brings so many people from all across the country. really out to see our park. It gives us a chance to showcase Twin Lakes Park and all that it has to offer. And then obviously with any festival, you know, it has all of the things that bring the people in. It has the food, it has the entertainment, the arts and crafts style stuff, and other different types of activities. So, you know, that's the big one in over the 4th of July. We have our first one at Mammoth Park on June 4th this year. You know, it's a little bit smaller of a festival, but we try to offer the same types of recreational things, such as, you know, food booths, amusement rides, arts and crafts, flea markets, live music. Just really everything that we do is kind of centered around that family atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean it's huge too. I mean it's you know sort of known all over the country now. I think people come in from everywhere, right? Because there's so much to do for adults, for kids, for artists, for artisans, for people who are interested in music, all of those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that sounds really great. So then we get from that to another, should we talk about Mammoth Fest?
Yeah, it's been one of our longer running festivals. You know, Mammoth Park is it's tucked into a beautiful location down in Mount Pleasant, and it's one of the parks that we get a lot of phone calls, how do I get there? But once people get there, they see, you know, it's just such a beautiful park. And so to have an event like that and be able to bring those people out for a day to, you know, sit back and enjoy some live music, eat some good festival food, let your kids ride some of the amusement rides and different types of activities that we have, like petting zoos and different type of animal shows, and then peruse the arts and crafts section, you know, to buy some things. It's just the overall it's a good way for us to showcase our parks and get people out to the parks.
Yes, I mean this is so that's June 4th. That's 11 to 7 and you can get like an all-day pass for under $5, right?
Absolutely. Yep. That's we try to keep it as cost effective as possible for our participants. We don't charge for parking. You come park, come over, and you know, spend what you want, or just sit there and eat some food and listen to some good music.
Yeah, this is what's important, drawing people out and having an affordable family fun. It is wonderful. That's great. What other festivals am I missing? I think I'm missing one.
Yeah, we have our August Fun Fest at
There it is,
Cedar
August
Creek
Fun.
Park.
Okay.
Yep. That's in early August. Same type of concept. You know, we do the amusement rides and different types of food booths and different types of entertainment, whether it be live music. August Fun Fest, actually, we partner with the Road Kings Car Club out of Greensburg, and they do a massive car show. So if you're a car enthusiast, there's been a couple years where we've had well over 800 cars there, different types of cars. And so the Road Kings does a good job of helping us out with that, because we're definitely not experts in cars, but they are. And you know, it just draws a lot of people from all over the area to the park for that festival, having that massive car show there.
And they have a marketplace there with vendors. There's a flea market, and then there's a bingo tent too, I think, which is a nice draw.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We do different types of music there. We have the Ross River Lions Club puts on bingo, as you mentioned. So just, you know, we try to at each one of our festivals offer some things that are maybe a little bit different that, you know, people enjoy, and, you know, see if that draws them out. But you know, with anything that we do, we're just trying to give as much opportunity to as a diverse group as we can to try to bring people out to the parks.
So that is August Fun Fest is Sunday, August 6th. That's at Cedar Creek Park, 10 to 6. Oh, it's free admission too. Nothing to get in.
Absolutely. Yep. Free admission
Wow.
for all of our festivals.
Well, I think I might be able to save some people some money this year, this summer, certainly. That sounds fantastic. So when are the fishing derbies? They also happen April, May, June, correct? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that Father's Day one. That sounds fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do three fishing derbies all throughout at our county park lakes. We try to keep them close to trout season. Obviously, trout season this year starts April 1st. So we try to keep them close to that. It just tends to bring more people out. But yeah, it's just a nice fun half day. You know, it's an event where you don't have to spend all day at. You come in the morning, you can register anytime up until 12 o'clock. Every fish that you catch, you bring it up to our station and we'll measure it. And, you know, at 1 o'clock, we'll do a little award ceremony and we give out, you know, trophies to the longest fish, you know, whether it be a trout or catfish or different types of species. And then we have adult and youth categories. So it's really an opportunity for us to try to convince the whole family to come out, you know, for a morning to our parks. One of the nice things about our fishing derbies is for the last few years, we've been able to, you know, every youth that participates in that fishing derby has went home with something, meaning, you know, they get a lure, you know, something that would maybe bring them back to our park to fish or, you know, somewhere else to fish and stay within that recreational aspect. But we do our first one in April at Mammoth Park. It's April 23rd. The second one we do is at Northmoreland Park up in Apollo, PA, and that's on May 21st. And then our big Father's Day fishing derby at Twin Lakes Park is on June 18th, and that typically brings a lot of people out. You know, you get a lot of kids coming out with their dads and, you know, enjoying the morning and, you know, all hoping to catch the biggest fish and win a trophy.
You know, you got to send some credit to your staff, you and your staff. I mean, these are fantastic programs. They do a great job.
Yeah, they really do. And you know, I mentioned the staff earlier, but even the partners that we have in a lot of our events, you know, for example, the fishing derbies, we partner with the Westmoreland County Sportsman's League. And, you know, they give us so much assistance during those that, you know, our staff does a fantastic job for all of our parks and events. But, you know, some of those partners provide really critical assistance to us that really puts our events over the top, I feel.
Well, but they're cultivating their next generation of sportsmen, right? I mean, that's Absolutely. What they're doing. So there's a reason to partner, especially with the, you know, the beautiful scenery at these parks, which is great. So do you go through them to register or do you go through you to register for the fishing derbies?
No, there's no pre-registration required. Oh. Registration, like I said, happens. We typically open up the park about 7 o'clock. So people can start showing up for any of those fishing derbies at 7. The actual derby starts at 8 a.m. So we don't, any fish caught before that, we don't measure. But as I said, it's just a little registration card. You can fill that out up until 12 o'clock that day to register. And, you know, you're eligible to catch a fish, get it measured, and be in the running for a trophy or one of our door prizes.
That is fantastic. That sounds like it's a great summer. So are you ready for the summer? Are you ready?
We're always ready. At least we say we are. No, I think, you know, we spend a lot of our winter just preparing for the summer. And so, you know, we start from the beginning and, you know, get to the end. And, you know, I'd like to think that we're prepared. You know, I will always welcome more people out. You know, that's what really, you know, anytime you're doing an event, you plan for X amount of people. And when the number of people doubles, it gets a little crazy there, but you know, it's always a good problem to have. And that's what we talk about here amongst our staff is what can we do to get more people out and get them into our parks?
So I'm talking to Brandon Simpson today. He is the director of Westmoreland County Parks and Recreation, talking us through all the fun things that are coming up this summer. First on the list are the senior games. Once again, that's coming up May 2nd through 12th of 2023. You can register for those games. You can go to the Westmoreland County Parks website. You can mail it in. You can call the office. They'll be glad to help you. $10 registration fee, but you can participate in as many events as you want. And I look forward to hearing more about that. Maybe we'll have to have some of the winners on the show or, you know, we'll have to come out and see that in person. Brandon, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, Jen, I greatly appreciate the opportunity to showcase our parks, and thanks for having me.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. If you know of an organization or an individual that's a nonprofit or working for the betterment of the community, we'd love to hear from you. Please contact the station. They would make a great guest on our show. Thanks again for listening. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy.